You're listening to SBS News.
The question Australians will vote on later this year as part of the Voice to Parliament referendum has been released. But the political infighting between the Prime Minister and the opposition leader continues. Within hours of the question being unveiled, opposition leader Peter Dutton says he's not satisfied and wants to see the Solicitor General's advice on the matter. The Law Council and constitutional law scholars Anne Toomey and Luke Beck say they believe the question voters will consider is legally sound. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Mr. Dutton had opportunities to ask the referendum working group questions and he is being disingenuous in his calls to see the Solicitor General's advice.
It is nothing more than a tactic, and it lacks genuineness to just continue to say, oh, we don't have the detail. No matter how much detail is put out, Peter Dutton will say, oh, what about more detail? That's the game that's being played here, and he should make a decision of where he stands on this issue.
Mr. Albanese says releasing the Solicitor General's advice would go against the usual practice on Cabinet matters. He says a joint parliamentary committee will be formed to receive submissions on the question presented to voters in the referendum. Liberal Party spokesman on Indigenous Affairs, Julian Lisa, says he welcomes that and thinks there is more legal analysis required.
The issue is the words that will go into the Constitution and what those words mean. Those words need to be subjected to proper legal scrutiny, and there has been no processes. We've been calling for proper processes right from the start. So this will be, this Parliamentary Joint Committee will be the first process that puts into place any sort of scrutiny on the words or the proposal that's gone forward. And it's important that lawyers appear before the committee and test the wording that is there so that Australians can understand the effect. Because words in the Constitution, just let me finish this point, Simon, are ultimately subject to the interpretation by the High Court. And we as Australians need to understand the effect of putting these new words into our Constitution.
Deputy Liberal Party leader Susan Lee told Channel 7 the party will continue to ask for more detail.
It was an incredibly emotional day, and there were people who stood with the Prime Minister who have made, I know, an amazing contribution to Indigenous welfare and more positive outcomes in this country. We are still asking for more detail, and I think Australians might be a little confused. The Prime Minister said this would be a modest change, but then later he said it would change the country. So we'll keep asking for that detail and asking questions on behalf of all Australians, but we'll do it in a respectful way, because it is an incredibly important issue, and as I say, you don't get a blank check to change the Constitution. We have to do this well, and we have to do this thoroughly.
Indigenous Affairs Minister Linda Burney told SBS News she hopes the Liberal Party can provide bipartisan support for the Voice to Parliament.
Mr. Dutton and his party need to make a decision. Are they builders or are they wreckers? That's the question to Mr. Dutton. I hope that they see their way to back this vote. And there is, as you know, a day is a long time in politics and a week is even longer. There is still time for Mr. Dutton to come on board and join with the bulk of the Australian people that want to see these changes. This should not be a political plaything. This is a vote for the Australian people, and that is certainly how we will be going forward with the referendum.
Meanwhile, the Australian Federal Police has begun an investigation into how police officers responded when they restrained independent Senator Lydia Thorpe, who was trying to stop an anti-trans rally outside Federal Parliament. Video footage shows Senator Thorpe being pulled to the ground by a police officer. Ms. Burney says the treatment of Ms. Thorpe is disturbing and concerning.
I have seen that footage, and it was disturbing and concerning. I understand that there is going to be an official inquiry by the AFP into the actions taken yesterday, and my main issue is concern for Lydia's well-being, and I hope that that's been taken care of.
Former High Court Chief Justice Robert French has said previously that in his analysis, there is little to no scope for constitutional litigation. The federal government plans to introduce to Parliament the Constitutional Alteration Bill next week. Professor of Constitutional Law, Anne Toomey, says that there will be time for the government to provide more clarity.
In order to show the intention of what these new words mean, we'll need to see that quite clearly in the government's explanatory memorandum and in the second reading speech, because these are the sorts of things that the High Court and others rely upon when looking at the intention behind the provisions.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.